Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six.
Hey, homeschoolers. I am so excited about this episode. Today, we're going to be talking about why happy homeschool moms are planners. If you've never been a planner, or if you have been a planner and you've lost your planning mojo, you're going to love this episode. Before I launch into the topic, though, I would love to have you join us in the Organized Homeschool Life Facebook group. There, you have the opportunity to be reminded to complete your monthly calendars and other planning tasks. To join, go to facebook.com/groups/organizedHS. I wasn't always a planner. In fact, I have lived through many embarrassing and discouraging moments because of my lack of planning. The peace and joy I have in planning today is something I want to share with you. To do that, I have invited Deanna Navarro, the blogger behind alldayeverydaymom.com, to chat planning for my next three episodes. Deanna is a planner and a happy homeschool mom. You're going to love her. Deanna, I am so excited that you are joining me here on the Homeschool Sanity Show, and I would love to have you start by telling us more about you and your family.
Well, first I want to say thank you so much for having me. I always start by telling people I'm a professional dancer turned homeschool mom of three, and I say that because it was a big life change for me to start homeschooling instead of traveling the world like I thought I was going to do. Currently, we live in Denver. My husband and I are both really creative people, so we love to travel, food, we love documentaries, art, just creating with our hands. And it's just been great leaving California and being here in Denver, and we're really enjoying ourselves.
Wow, that is a big change from California to Colorado, so I am impressed.
Yes. But we have seasons. That's
yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
With no season.
Yes. Well, I came from the opposite weather extreme, which is we had winter and then summer and nothing in between.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I love Missouri weather, which is not that different from Colorado.
Right. I used to live in Missouri as well. Growing up, so I love it there too.
Okay, well, fantastic. All right, so what I ask most of my guests, Deanna, is why they decided to start homeschooling. So I would love to hear that part of your story.
I wish it was something very like moving, but the reason actually was that my daughter kept getting in trouble in school, like preschool, kindergarten, first grade. The teacher was calling me, the principal was calling me, and I started thinking to myself, you know what, before this turns really bad, let me just take her out and work on whatever it is we need to work on. Behavior, you know, you're paying attention, whatever it may be. And so I did that in the first grade. I was pregnant and I just prayed. I was like, oh my goodness, Lord, what am I going to do with this child? And my sister and brother actually called me and both had decided to start homeschooling. I'd never thought about homeschooling in my life, and being able to do it with my siblings was just a blessing, and that's how it started.
Oh, wow. That is a blessing to have that support right in your own family. How cool.
Yes. It was truly God, because I thought I was going to be a lady of leisure. Like, I was being in California just, you know, eating salads and shopping and going to dance class. And when this happened, it was shocking for me. Let's just say that. It wasn't on the plan.
I'm laughing because that was my plan too. I was not a dancer, but I loved playing tennis. And I thought, you know what? When my kids go to school, I'm going to take a while before I go back to work, and I'm going to play tennis and go out for lunch, and this is going to be so fun.
had it all planned.
Okay. Well, Deanna, we are talking about planning and homeschooling moms being planners, using planners. And I want to know, because I know that you are a planner. So how did you get started using planners?
I think I've always used a calendar of some sort and just kind of added in extra papers to sketch and make checklists and things like that. I use spiral notebooks and three ring binders or just stapled papers together. But as far as I can remember, I've always had a planner. I just loved the fact of having a calendar right in front of me. That was just something I enjoyed. But I think more recently I jumped into planners when the social media, being on social media a lot, I got tired of seeing other people, other moms in particular, that I thought were just enjoying their kids more and making memories and doing cool things. And I felt like we weren't. And I wanted to kind of get control of what we were doing in school and in our home and just plan these activities that I thought that would be amazing for our family. I mean, they are amazing for our family. I wanted to pick things that I wanted to do with my kids, not that what everybody else was doing. And I just needed a way to kind of keep all that organized so that when next year comes around, you know, I can do that person's amazing, you know, Christmas project or get this curriculum for this subject. So that's kind of how it started picking up in the recent years.
That is so inspiring. You're making me want to start planning right now.
Yeah.
Because it is so true. You know, when you see, you know, oh, that is such a cool idea that she is doing for, you know, maybe like apple picking or, you know, something mm-hmm. like that. Well, that season's already done. And so you're thinking, yeah, I need a way to remember that I want to do that next year. That is fantastic. Okay, so what are some benefits of planning for busy moms? Because I know you're a busy mom. You have kids and you're a homeschooling mom. So what are some of the benefits that you have found for yourself and that you see other moms enjoying because they are planning?
Whenever anybody asks me why I plan, I always say there's freedom in being organized. Even if your schedule is set every single day from 7 to 4, you know exactly what you're doing. You go to work, you pick up the kids, you come home, you get dinner started. There's still bedtime activities. There's still weekend activities. There's still hubby dates and alone time and holidays and things like that. I think there's always a need to plan in some way. It may not be like a daily plan that you need to do, but just planning activities and things that you want to do with your family or that you may want to do for yourself, you should take time and put that in some kind of organized system. So I think that's the number one thing is, and then there's freedom. You're able to do more when you know what's going on. When I know that I'm going to be doing this from this time to this time for this many weeks, I can plan a vacation and know that everything's okay and everything's in order. I can plan a movie night or have company over. It just allows more freedom, I think so. Also, you want to be in control of your schedule. You don't want your schedule to control you. We all have 24 hours in a day, and you want to be intentional about the hours you do have. If you only have, you know, 4 hours at night with your kids when they get home from school, well, let's make those, you know, not all in front of the television, if you can help it. But, you know, you can plan something for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, play a game with them, and put that kind of thing into your schedule so you don't forget, because we forget. If I don't schedule things like that or plan things like that, I would never be able to do some of the things I love, which is scrapbooking and, you know, working on YouTube videos and things like that. So having a planner and making sure those things are in it that are important, and then those things that I want to make a priority for my family, I think is what makes planning just so successful, and it's so worth it.
You are so inspiring with that. I love that, because I feel like you just incorporated everything that I talk about in there. You know,
really giving to your family and to your kids, but also giving to yourself. So I love that. Now, you are a homeschooling mom, and homeschooling moms tend to, you know, gravitate toward planners for homeschooling lessons. So do you plan your homeschool lessons as well? And do you think that there are benefits of doing planning sessions for homeschooling moms in particular?
Absolutely. As far as like homeschool planners, let me just tell you this right now. I have three. One just for lesson plans, the organized homeschool life planner, and then another planner just full of like activities and curriculum and things like that that I want to use. So as far as homeschool moms, I'm so excited about this question because I was telling a friend once, I was like, being a homeschool mom, we have the freedom of time. We can literally create our own schedule, our own routine, our own whatever we want to do. And that's one thing I love about it. When I finally got a hold of that idea, it just made our homeschool so much better. It helped me to just really keep my planners kind of close to me. Like I said before, writing down those things that you see that you want to experience with your kids, whether it be curriculum or this mom has this music program or this mom has this grammar program. I would never remember those things if I didn't write it down and keep it somewhere where it's like curriculum I want to use in the future, or separated by subject. And it all depends on how your brain works, how you want to set up your planner. I just love the fact that if my day is not going the way that I want to, I can change it up. And planning helps me do that. I'm not like, I'm a morning person, but I don't really like to talk to people in the morning. So my kids know the routine where I wake up way before them to get, you know, the things that I need to get done, my prayer time, things like that. And then I've just created a plan to where we all wake up slowly. We do our prayer time. We do an audiobook. We do all these things before we jump into, like, let's say math. So by the time we get to those hard subjects, everyone's got their screams out. Everyone has been relaxing, or, you know, just the morning is just better because of how we've cultivated it and how we've planned it, because we have that ability as homeschool moms to do that. I also, there's just so much. There's so many reasons why I think planning is awesome for homeschool moms, that, you know, we could be here literally.
Well, I just love your enthusiasm, and I just so appreciate your reminders to us of how blessed we are that we do have that freedom of time, and we can create our own schedule, and not even our own schedule for the day, but, you know, we can stop in the middle of the day and recreate that schedule. So awesome. Mm-hmm. I love that. And I was also laughing because also, even though I am a huge talker, I don't like to talk first thing in the morning.
Not at all.
No, I just don't. My husband will just be talking and talking, and I'll just kind of stare ahead, and I just don't say anything. Exactly. So funny.
It's to the point where I really had to pray, because I would get upset when moms would say, oh, I wake up at 4 and 5 in the morning just so, you know, I can wake up before the kids. And I'm like, I will never do that, ever. That is ridiculous. And now it's like the best thing. It's the best thing ever, because I'm like, you don't want to wake up and immediately break up fights. Right. I don't want to wake up and immediately someone's like, what are you feeding me? It's like, me and Jesus need time. Mm-hmm. I need a good breakfast, and then we can talk about what you need today.
Right. So true.
We will hear more from Deanna in my next episode that is being released in just 2 days. Until then, I wanted to share my reasons that happy homeschool moms are planners. First,
We are happy as we anticipate the activities we are planning. We envision them and we get a hit of dopamine that makes us feel great. We imagine how excited our kids will be when we go on that field trip, do the cool science experiments, or read a fantastic book together. Planning also makes us happy by reducing anxiety. We feel that we have so much to do, but when we get it on paper, it feels manageable. That sense of peace we have in planning can lead to another source of happiness. That is doing. Research is clear that we are more likely to do something when we have planned when we will do it. Furthermore, we are happier actually doing things. So we may enjoy talking about our homeschooling or life plans, but nothing boosts our mood like being productive. When I follow my plan for the day, I feel fantastic. I want you to experience that same happiness. But you may have reservations about planners. Perhaps you have begun using a planner only to find it sitting on a shelf. True confession time? I've been there. In the next episode, I will talk with Deanna about how to keep the happy planning going. Talk to you then. In the meantime, have a happy homeschool week.
Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.